Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com.
And from Open Door Health Services, offering walk-in care for immediate needs at Open Door Urgent Care in Muncie's Southway Center Plaza. Open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. More at opendoorhs.org.
This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today is Bob Ball, and he is here from Inside Out. He's going to tell us all about that organization and a really fresh new project that he has going on with Inside Out. Welcome, Bob.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you, Michelle.
So tell us a little bit about Inside Out and how it was created, how long it's been around. What do you do?
Well, Inside Out technically was birthed legally in 2011, but we really didn't hit our stride until 2014. It was in the December time of 2013 that after meeting with the mayor for a significant amount of time, he called myself and a couple of our board members in to talk about what I'd been sharing with him about how we could really empower our community agencies and really support a vulnerable demographic of food insecure kids. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, I've been with my family and it's holidays, and I can't imagine what it would be like for my grandkids when they went home from school and they weren't having that school lunch to not have enough to eat. Right. And he goes, you've been talking about ways to address that. Could you take care of feeding the kids at our community centers over the holiday break? And we said, well, really, in order for us to launch with some of the things that we need, because we'd been doing our due diligence and preparation, it's going to take about funding for 3 months to give us an opportunity to make this thing sustainable. Can you help us with that? And so we went back and forth, and he said, can you try and do it for a month's worth of that? Mm-hmm. And we made the decision to go ahead and do that. And there was such rave reviews coming back to his office after we provided those meals to those centers that fed those kids. And it just helped the center so immensely in dealing with kids that weren't hungry. And then they get angry or hangry.
Sure.
And it helps all the way around. And so at the conclusion of that 1 month, we got a call from his office, and they said, come in, we have a check. And they funded the other 2 months to give us a leg up. And so that $66,000 helped us buy the Cambros and the different things that were necessary to launch it. And sure. Then our board went in full tilt to fundraise. And so we've been able to keep this thing alive and going. And now we're our goal is thriving as we develop the Fresh Directions program to meet those gaps in the community where those kids need some help.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about how Fresh Directions works and what do you provide locally today?
Well, today, the spring semester, we have been serving about 175 meals are provided, hot meals are provided each day, and 260 snacks go out the door each day to places like the Boys and Girls Club, which serve a group of high school students, a group of elementary students, and then they also send out food from our delivery point there to two of the middle schools.
Wow.
And then we drop off food at Digital Climbers at the Conley Branch and the MP3 program at Longfellow and the After School Teacher Store. And that's daily through the semester. Then over this spring break time, we're over at Ross Community Center and very excited about that. And during this week, we will serve 1,150 hot meals to kids.
Wow.
So it's a busy time at the Community Empowerment Kitchen there at 300 North Madison, where we house Inside Out.
And who is helping you get all of these meals together and make it happen?
Angelica Lassley is our executive administrator, and she does a phenomenal job of meeting all the requirements that we have to meet in regard to CACFP and programs and school lunch things that just a portion of our meals are partially reimbursed, and then we have to raise funds on top of that. I might say that we do what we call a value-add meal. We're meeting all of the requirements for those meals, but we're trying to make sure that we're doing as much as we can to make them nutritious, not just by meeting the basic requirements, but by helping the kids with the help of staff. Honestly, what's going on this week at the Ross Community Center with the staff, with the kids, when they're introduced to food they may not have ever eaten before, taste it and see, and then to get the feedback, one of the little boys comes up and goes, "That's the best spaghetti I've ever had, never tasted it like that before." That's our whole hope, is to provide the right kind of food to stretch kids, to help them understand that food is fuel. It fuels the brain. It fuels the body. It makes an impact. It creates an opportunity, because what we're really about at Inside Out is widespread community change, and we believe it starts with the individual and spreads out through the group. And so if we can see change come to these kids, then what happens a few years from now when they have a sustainable family and it's healthy and the whole environment changes and our community changes? That's what we're really after.
That's wonderful. So in the kitchen, preparing the food, doing all of that, is this a volunteer staff? How is that happening, Bob?
Well, Angelica heads it up, and she's paid staff. We have an assistant to her. Jared comes in. We have all kinds of nicknames for him. He's doing a great job assisting. And besides those two, so we have a position and a half. Besides those two, the rest of this is all driven by volunteers.
Wow.
And Ball State students have tapped into this incredibly well. A couple of years ago, we were awarded the Emerging Agency of the Year.
Wow.
Because of the feedback from the students. It's fast-paced. They come in. They see what's going on. They see the impact they're having. The kitchen is just a great place to work, and they seem to respond well to it. Got a diverse bunch of folks coming in, serving a diverse bunch of kids out in the community. And so we just celebrate that together.
That's wonderful. So are you always looking for new volunteers? And if someone is interested in helping out with Inside Out and specifically Fresh Directions, what should they do?
Well, there are a couple of things you can do. One, you can go to freshdirections.net or insideoutmuncie.com. And the website there will get you some information, and you can sign up, or you can call 765-284-3423, and we'll get the information to Angelica. We are always looking for more volunteers, and depending on when the Ball State students are more available and less available creates the greater need. We have some other churches, other businesses, community agencies that come in and volunteer as well, and we have times where it's a couple of folks in the kitchen scrambling when we're a little bit short. So yes, we're looking for help. Yes, we're looking for those that might want to come and be a driver to deliver the meals.
Yeah.
Yes, we're looking for those folks that want to help us go rescue food at some of our different sites, even like the schools where we rescue some food to turn it around to some of our non-reimbursed programs. Mm-hmm. So the food doesn't go to waste. The kids are getting fed and everyone's happy.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned there are a lot of Ball State students getting involved. What do you hope, or what have you heard that they've gotten out of participating in this program?
Well, yeah, of course, you have all kinds of students, and some of them are just happy to know that they're a part of something that makes a difference.
Sure.
And so that's huge. But you have dietetics students that are coming in going, and they're sharing some of the things they've learned and are learning in the kitchen and how things could be helped or enhanced. So it's a give and take back and forth. There's sociology students. They're all over the place, and they each find their way as they're engaged here in the community locally to tie it together with their studies and what they're learning, and then pass along some insights that might be helpful to us. And so we feel like it's a win-win back and forth in the relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what if someone is doing a camp or something with a lot of perhaps, you know, children from low-income households, they're doing an activity in the community, can they reach out to you as well as far as providing some meals?
Absolutely. If there's a special camp, a special activity that you have, you can contact Angelica Lassley, and she will look at her calendar, mm-hmm. look at your calendar, look at what your needs are, have a conversation, find out what the fit is. And if the fit is right, then just like we did with Ross Community Center on that contact this week,
yes.
It all worked, and we had the people in place to be able to do it and
right.
brought in who we needed to. And it's been, I believe, a great week.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it kind of, that mission, it fits kind of your mission and
absolutely.
What you're
doing. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of, I want to say there's a lot of needs across the community, and mm-hmm. we haven't focused on doing open feeding sites. Our focus is empowering not only those students to be able to have an opportunity to be whole and well and successful, but to really empower the agencies that are serving those kids that don't have the resources to feed them necessarily. And so if we can come alongside and provide the food, and the food can be served up and the staff can focus on doing what they do best with the kids, we feel like it's just a win for everyone.
Sure. Why do you do it? Personally, what does this do for you?
Well, this is all a part of my own personal mission. My wife and I founded BNF Ministries, or Blood and Fire, years and years ago, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And out of that, we've been feeding folks every weekend for that whole period of time, on nearly a quarter of a million meals through the ministry. We looked at the community and said, there has to be a way for us to reach a broader audience in a way that fits. And so out of our local church, we birthed Inside Out as a CDC. And so from that, then it allowed us to bring in a broader community partnership. We have foundations, we have businesses, we have individuals that come alongside, not only to help support a food insecure population through the church, but through this community development corporation, so that we can do it. So honestly, this is just an outgrowth of what I believe through faith has been put in my heart to make a difference in seeing widespread community change come. And so it just feels right to be able to make a difference in helping kids that need a helping hand.
Wonderful. So what does the future look like? What do you see as the future for Inside Out, and specifically Fresh Directions?
Well, as we look to the future, we've been doing it, but we're more intentionally looking across the community to find where are there gaps in services in regard to finding those programs that are making an impact on kids mm-hmm. that need a helping hand. So we're trying to find those places. What's the right fit in regard to our mission mm-hmm. that helps us to be able to make sure those centers and those programs are being supported in a way that's meaningful, and those kids are being fed, and it creates an opportunity for everybody to be better at what they do.
Mm-hmm. You personally, I know that you've been on site many times when children are having lunch or they're having their snacks. Describe the reaction that you're seeing when you're on site.
Well, it's a beautiful thing just to, Angelica was just sharing about the child who tasted something and wasn't sure they wanted to taste it. And the staff did a great job. Just taste it. You don't have to eat it, yes. but just taste it. And they taste it. And suddenly they go, well, and then they're like, oh, that's pretty good. And then they eat a little bit. And that particular student that started this out that she had eyes on actually came back and asked for some more. And so it was a good thing. We see that kind of thing quite a bit. Now, not every student likes everything that's right. served. And sometimes you have to learn, because food is fuel, and it's not just something, because honestly, we're really trying to change a palate, because a lot of the things that kids that really don't have enough food available or the right kind of food available eat when given the choice is still not the best choice. And so educating and training and creating opportunity for them to make good choices is what this thing is really all about. And here's a story. Angelica was out and we were at the Boys and Girls Club, and you know, they're working hard to make a difference on all the students they serve. And mm-hmm. and one of the middle school students came back up and asked for another cheese stick that was a part of a snack. Mm-hmm. And they offered it. And then as that concluded, then she came back up and said, could I have another one to take home? And rightfully so, the staff person said, so why do you need some more food to take home? She goes, well, she was a little uncomfortable. She goes, I need something to eat tonight. And she goes, you're not going to have dinner? She goes, well, yes, I got an apple out of the share bin at school lunch after I got done with my lunch, and I have this cheese stick, so that's what I'm looking forward to for dinner tonight. So that's the reality. If we don't have kids at these after-school programs that are being nourished and fed, some of them are going home to little or nothing.
Right.
And what they may have may not be the best thing to fuel their little brains to make it through the day the next day.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today and letting us know the inside information about Fresh Directions.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and the opportunity is much appreciated.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, and is supported in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.